Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in edgewise. Today is the 30th of December, the 365th day of 2024. Today and tomorrow are all that's left of this year in our journey to 2025. Cartoonist Charles Schulz, creator of the Peanuts comic strip, was also a great philosopher. Near the end of a year, decades ago, Schulz has his character Peppermint Patty say to her friend Charlie Brown, "Years are like swimming pools, Chuck. We jump in one end and we splash around until we reach the other end." Schulz's metaphor speaks to me, especially since I swim several miles each week in the local Y pool. Sometimes my laps are smoothly rendered, but no matter the level of finesse, it's tough to escape the overall notion that we swimmers will inevitably splash around to a fair degree, just as some days in our progress through the year will afford us more grace than others. One of my good fortunes is to have a neighbor who grew up just across the street, when back then the property I'm building on was the neighborhood playground, because the owners lived elsewhere far away and had no interest in developing the parcel. From time to time, my neighbor has ventured over to see me and be neighborly, and the other day, while I showed him how my projects were coming, he mentioned how changed things looked. I invited him over to the edge of the esker and asked him whether the embankment down to the river appeared any different from the past, and he replied, "Oh, yes, the forest has grown 2 to 3 times what it was 50 years ago when we used to play there." Birthday boy Rudyard Kipling's poem, The Way Through the Woods, tells of a similar metamorphosis. "They shut the road through the woods 70 years ago. Weather and rain have undone it again, and now you would never know there was once a road through the woods before they planted the trees. It is underneath the coppice and heath, and the thin anemones only the keeper sees, that where the ringdove broods and the badgers roll at ease, there was once a road through the woods. Yet if you enter the woods of a summer evening late, when the night air cools on the trout-ringed pools, where the otter whistles his mate, they fear not men in the woods, because they see so few. You will hear the beat of a horse's feet and the swish of a skirt in the dew, steadily cantering through the misty solitudes, as though they perfectly knew the old lost road through the woods, but there is no road through the woods." Heavenward today, we have our second new moon in December, rising and setting with our sun. That second new moon is also known as a black moon. In the western horizon will be the brightest planet Venus, and not too far above Venus in the western sky will be the golden planet Saturn. To the east will be bright and mighty Jupiter and the red planet Mars. Also in the east will be the winter circle or hexagon, composed of first magnitude stars from 6 different constellations. Rigel from Orion the Hunter, Aldebaran from Taurus the Bull, Capella from Auriga the Charioteer, Pollux and Castor from Gemini the Twins, Procyon from Canis Minor the Lesser Dog, and Sirius and Canis Major the Greater Dog. First magnitude star Betelgeuse from Orion the Hunter lies in the center of the winter circle. Today in 1460, during the War of the Roses, the Duke of York was killed and his forces soundly defeated by the forces of King Henry VI in the Battle of Wakefield. Today in 1922, the Soviet Union was founded. Today in 1924, astronomer Edwin Hubble announced the existence of other galactic systems beyond our Milky Way. Today in 1950, Patti Page's Tennessee Waltz hit number one on the Billboard pop charts and stayed there for 9 weeks. And today in 1986, the British government announced that electronic sensors would begin to replace canaries as early warning detectors of carbon monoxide in coal mines. Today in 1959 in Hackbridge, England, Tracy Ullman was born. Her Polish attorney father died when his daughter was 6, whereupon Tracy's stern grandfather began raising her. At age 12, she was attending theater school, of which Tracy remarks, "I was the ugly kid with the brown hair and the big nose that didn't get the Barbie commercials." Later in Ms. Magazine, Tracy expanded her view of theater school. We don't burst into fabulous, unrehearsed, choreographed dance routines in the hallways. It's more full of sad little blonde children whose parents want them to be stars. And when they get to be 13 and grow tits and get ugly, they're cast on the slag heap. Biographer Ed Morrow tells us Tracy was thrown out of school at age 16 and then lost her dancing job when she inadvertently made an appearance on stage without her underwear. Tracy's big break came at age 21, when she became a member of the avant-garde Royal Court Theatre. Her characterization of a born-again Christian lounge singer in an improvisational play won her great reviews. She was even more successful when she came to the United States. After a few small roles, she earned her own series, The Tracy Ullman Show, on the Fox Network, and subsequently won 2 Emmys. Tracy Ullman is frank in her opinion of other television shows. "I find them all care and share mush. The Cosby Show gives me the creeps. At any one time, they're all wearing $5,000 worth of designer clothes. It is funny. He is clever, but it's so unreal." Today is also the birthday in 39 AD of Roman Emperor Titus, in 1865 of English writer Rudyard Kipling, in 1867 of American businessman and philanthropist Simon Guggenheim, in 1890 of American jazz musician Charlie Creath, in 1906 of English film director Carol Reed, in 1910 of American writer Paul Bowles, in 1911 of American actress Jeanette Nolan, in 1912 of American actress Nancy Coleman, in 1914 of American actress Jo Van Fleet, and of Miss America host Burt Parks, in 1919 of American jazz musician Jimmy Jones, in 1920 of American actor Jack Lord, in 1923 of American R&B and jazz trumpeter Frank Motley, in 1926 of British jazz pianist Stanley Tracy, in 1928 of American rock and roll pioneer guitarist Bo Diddley, and of American jazz saxophonist Jack Montrose, in 1931 of American country pop singer-songwriter Skeeter Davis, in 1933 of British pop singer Perry Ford, in 1934 of American rock guitarist and singer-songwriter Del Shannon, in 1935 of American baseball pitcher and once upon a time Wincampaw, Maine resident Sandy Koufax, and of German jazz fusion pianist Wolfgang Dauna. In 1937, of American singer-songwriter and musician Noel Paul Stuckey, and of American country and bluegrass banjo player and singer-songwriter John Hartford. In 1939, of American rock bassist and vocalist Felix Pappalardi, and of American pop singer Viola Mae Wilkerson. In 1940, of American-Canadian jazz drummer Jerry Grinnelli. In 1942, of American rock guitarist Michael Nesmith, and of American rock guitarist Robert Quine. In 1945, of British singer Davy Jones. In 1946, of British rock drummer Clive Bunker, and of American poet and punk rock vocalist Patti Smith. In 1947, of the first female governor of Maine, Janet Mills, and of a British rock singer-songwriter Jeff Lynne. In 1953, of American television journalist Meredith Vieira. In 1956, of American country singer Susie Boggess. And in 1962, of Korean-American comedian Henry Cho. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Here's to the second week of winter and to the first week of 2025. Happy New Year, everyone.